Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you'll get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. Best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. We are also sponsored today by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and honestly, there's nothing better. They have all the vintage stuff that you love. They do modern day interpretations of the vintage stuff. They do restoration. They do prescription. They do it all. To get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping for a limited time anywhere in the U.S., email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com, and you can also visit their website at www.retrospects.com. All right, now let's do the show. On today's episode, I talk about some recent press the Mandarin Oriental and I received in the latest issue of JCK Magazine. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, friends. I'm Amadeev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Before I leave for New York on Wednesday, I'm going back to New York. As many of you may know, I am going to be spending a lot of my time between New York and Las Vegas. There's some opportunities out there. It's a city I love. There's just so many cool things and things that I want to explore with watches, art, film, music, fashion, I mean, you name it. I mean, that city is just exploding with the raw energy that I'm looking for, and I'm super excited to go. I have a lot of friends, I have a lot of family, a lot of watch companies are out there. It's a city that I've always sort of, you know, it's when I was younger, I lived in Boston till I was in my 30s, and New York is one of those cities I always had a chip on my shoulder. I'm from Boston, you know, Boston's better and all that BS, but New York is a million times a cooler city than Boston will ever be. My Boston friends probably hate me if they heard this, but I don't really care. New York is really what it's all about. And I'm excited to explore this city. On today's episode, I wanted to kind of talk to you about some recent press that the Mandarin Oriental and I received in the latest issue of JCK Magazine. It's the July-August 2015 issue. And it's on page 96 in the magazine, and it's, you know, it's entitled the JCK5, and in that they do an article about basically how hotels are innovating with jewelry services or things like that. And I got to tell you, I'm really honored and proud to be a part of something so cool and something so unique. It's entitled, it's on page 96, it's under the JCK5 in the corner, sort of towards the extreme right. Be their guest, ways jewelry brands have enticed top-tier travelers. The Mandarin Oriental and I were number 4 on the list out of 5. The first being Mexico City born sisters and designers Annette and Phoebe Stevens created a 6-piece capsule collection exclusively for the Beverly Hills Hotel last year. Number 2 was at the $25,000 per night jewel suite at the New York Palace, a hotel designed by Beverly Hills jeweler Martin Katz. Guests receive a complimentary diamond microband ring and private consultation with Martin Katz rep. They also sleep close to a floating permanent lucite tableau of $1.5 million in Katz jewels. Number 3 was the Ritz-Carlton Hong Kong. Serves a $14,000 afternoon tea for 2 from a vintage trunk that displays hundreds of carats of graph diamonds available to try and buy. The Ritz-Carlton Dallas previously offered a Bulgari shopping package. Each month, a Bulgari watch was randomly placed under the pillow of one lucky guest who signed up for the package. Number 4 was the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. Debuted a luxury timepiece concierge service in 2013. Watch trade veteran, yours truly, Amadeev Honda, advises travelers on pieces and helps them acquire watches from 50 watch and 15 jewelry brands. Additionally, the hotel has hosted scotch and watch and wine and watch events where guests sample special vintages and try on high-end watches in a relaxed setting. And number 5 was Manhattan's Lux Boutique, Hotel, the Quinn offers an in-room provisions cabinet selling high-ticket jewelry, handbags, cufflinks from Bergdorf Goodman. This was a huge honor for me. I'm super, super really grateful to JCK Magazine for including me and the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. You know, I started this service. It was a dream of mine. I pitched it to the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. The GM, Mr. Clifford Atkinson, has been honestly the most supportive, the most understanding. You know, he's just been an incredible mentor in ways to me, and I applaud him on his vision, his open-mindedness to help me facilitate this dream that I had to become the world's first luxury timepiece concierge. And I like to innovate. I like to do things differently. I like to do things my way. And this allows me to do all of that and help you, the customer, help you, the person looking to get into watches, to learn about them, to appreciate them, to wear them, to understand them, to give a lesson. History is very important for me, and I love the history lesson. And for me, it's all about, you know, picking the right watch for the right person. So, you know, please don't hesitate. If you can, go on jckonline.com. You can, I think, check out the article again. It's on page 96, and you'll see them mentioned there. And yeah, it's just a great honor for me, and I'm looking forward to doing many more things like this. The Mandarin is, you know, my hotel of choice because they are the best. Luxury doesn't mean, it doesn't mean snobby attitude. Luxury means treating everybody the same, and offering every guest a unique experience. And that's what I'm all about, and that's what the Mandarin's all about, and it's very simpatico. So I'm very grateful to them for allowing me this opportunity. If you have any questions, you can definitely email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. If you want to know what's going on with me, you can definitely check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDevHonda, where you can see pictures, updates, the latest watches, wrist shots, you know, mentions to my podcast that I'm doing like this. You can actually click links and listen to my podcast. You can subscribe to them on iTunes, which are always really cool. This is my 73rd episode, so I'm very excited. I'd like to thank you all for supporting it, for believing in me, and working with me to buy your watches or consult my services on watches. You can also like my Facebook watch page. That's another great place to go. And if you want to stay informed without committing to a blog on a daily basis, I'll drop the link below to my weekly newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.